Chairman Brad Holton, I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a 2 o'clock agenda item, and it is going to be a public hearing to consider a request by Homedale Rural Fire Protection District to amend impact fees. Present is Commissioner Brooks and Commissioner Van Beek. This is a public hearing that has been continued from April 1st. And so this is a continuation of that, meeting all of the publication requirements. So today we're going to open three simultaneous public hearings. The first one will be an action item and public hearing to consider Planning and Zoning Commission recommendation to adopt amended Homedale Rural Fire Protection District Capital Improvement Plan and Development Impact Fee Study, January 27th, 2025, as an element of Canyon County's 2030 Comprehensive Plan. The second and simultaneous public hearing will be an action item also to consider adoption of the Homedale Rural Fire Protection District Capital Improvement Plan and Development Impact Fee Study, dated January 27, 2025. And the third public hearing and action is to consider an ordinance authorizing the adoption of a new Homedale additional Homedale Rural Fire Protection District impact fee schedule. And we will read that schedule in our closing motion. And all of these documents are available on our agenda, posted on the internet under supporting documents. So with that being a public hearing, let's have those that who are wishing to or needing to speak to be sworn in.
So Nick Woodburn, Colin McAweeney, and William Gigray, do you swear that the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do. My hand is raised.
Very good, very good. Thank you. It's taken several meetings, but Bill is getting in line finally. So, okay, all right. So with that little bit of humor, we will move on. And Nick, are you prepared to just give an update? Has your board met recently, and they're still moving forward with this, and everything's good to go?
Yes, we are. Okay. Yes, we are. We're anxiously awaiting it. You know, we've been collecting about a year now in the Homedale area.
Okay.
And it's really starting to help us out.
Help you out. Yeah. Did your local bookkeeper, did they have a report for us that we could submit or put in the file?
I think they got that to Bill. I think.
Okay.
Yes, that I.
Okay.
I remember seeing that in an email.
And Chairman, that is on the calendar.
It is on the calendar.
Managed to locate that.
Yeah, if you would, I guess just for our records, I would like to have that submitted as a part of today's public hearing and make that a document that's submitted. Does that meet everybody's approval?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
In the other ones, we've had the bookkeeper here, and she's read it into the record, but we will accept your, since you've already sent it in before today, we'll accept that report from your secretary. All right. So with that, Colin, do you have a...
All right. Yes. I think, another 16 slides, 17 slides.
Okay.
Colin McAweeney with Tischler Bryce Galena. Same sort of process with Homedale as we've done with the other ones. In this case, it was Canyon County, Homedale City, and Oahe County that we all worked together to put together the land use assumptions.
Procedurally, did I ask Nick his full name for the record? I just called you Nick, so I'm so sorry.
Mick Woodburn,
okay.
509 East Selway Drive, Homedale, Idaho.
Perfect. I'm sorry, I missed that procedurally, and I'm just thinking through my mind. Whoops. Okay, so sorry to interrupt, Colin.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Okay.
Then we meet with staff, fire district staff and the fire board to understand their capital plans for their growing area. The report and final CIP was approved by the fire board. have worked through the city's advisory committee and city council, and same with Oahe County as well. And the report that you have was approved by the Canyon County Development Impact Fee Advisory Committee. Here's the map of their service boundary. It does sort of take up the northern tip of Oahe County, including the city of Homedale, and then spills over onto the Canyon County side there.
Okay.
Based on growth that was occurring at that time, we had about 44 new homes total, two-thirds of that, three-fourths of that being single family, but some triplexes there, duplexes being built probably in the town of Homedale. Continuing that forward would be 440 new homes or 1,100 new residents. On the commercial side, looking at Compass data, but other sort of regional economic data, their job base was going to grow by another 20%. That's 1,100 jobs today, or in 2023, growing to 1,300. And kind of evenly split there, but a lot of retail jobs. And we're actually seeing that with DMV supply that's sort of coming along. So it's probably no surprise that there's going to be some more commercial development happening in that area. This was a similar approach that we did for Marsing in these like smaller, more rural communities. We use this sort of EDU, equivalent dwelling unit approach, because some of the reason behind this is some of the demand factors for commercial are more related to larger towns like Napa and Middleton, where when we're thinking about more big box retail. When we're in these smaller communities, right, it's not necessarily big box, it's smaller retail. So we want to do this EDU approach to help kind of smooth out some of those fee collections. We do that by looking at what's called functional population. So it's essentially people that are occupying homes and how many hours that they're at home compared to at work, commercial visitors, you know, customers in a sense, and the time that they spend at that location. So that EDU, equivalent dwelling unit, is set to the demand of one single family home. And then we look at that functional population to sort of then calibrate, okay, what is an EDU equivalent for one multifamily unit, and that's 0.57. So it's almost essentially two apartments is the same demand as one single family home. Retail, 1,000 square feet of retail, nearly the same as single family, and then those smaller or other development types have slightly less demand per 1,000. We do have sort of base year number of homes and commercial square footage. So we bring that along with those EDU factors to find that total EDUs in the area. So that's at the very bottom, 2,354. And so you're going to see that as sort of the demand that we use to quantify the current level of service. Incremental expansion is what we're using. So different than Middleton and Star. In this case, we're looking at that sort of facility level of service, so how much square footage of station space, how many apparatuses do they have per 1,000 EDUs. Similar to the other fire districts, Homedale Fire provides a sort of district-wide level of service, and so they're thinking about growth in all areas, and their capital plan responds to that. So we want to make sure that it's being collected evenly in these three jurisdictions. Here's just a visual of what that methodology looks like. So we're looking at square footage of station space per 1,000 EDUs. CIPs then lead us to say, okay, how much does it cost to build a new fire station? Combine that, we get that cost per EDU, and then apply that to those EDUs per 1,000 square feet to get the maximum supportable fee. So this is what they have today in the ground. Two stations, 7,800 square feet. Valuation in 2023 was about $900,000. Then you see that 7,800 square feet compared to it divided by the base year 2023 EDUs of 2,354. So we end up getting 3,300 square feet per 1,000 EDUs, or 3 square feet per home. in Homedale at the time, it was about $113 for fire station cost. So really, right, the previously it was in Star and Middleton about $600 a square foot, just because those stations are looking different, right? The needs are different there, the standards are. So this ultimately gets us $375 per EDU. Apparatus, so this is what they have. It's in their fleet today. 9 units, $1.6 million of value. We get 3 units, almost 4 units per 1,000 EDUs. Weighted average of their fleet, $184,000 per unit. Gets us $703 per EDU. Equipment, smaller, you know, numbers again, but does help as we grow and hire more firefighters and first responders, we can outfit them with the air packs and turnout gears, at least the first time when they're hired. That ends up being $186 per EDU. Impact fee study itself, $85 per home. And then here is their capital improvement plan. So a little bit further out, but there was expansion there at their office and adding some bunk rooms, additional bay, 2 more units, some of that more equipment there, totaling $1.4 million over at least a 10-year period.
Okay.
Lastly, sort of summing all that together, no credits. This is actually a new fee, so they, at least when we were starting the study, that no program existed, and so there was no need. They hadn't collected any dollars, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So $1,349 per EDU, same factor there for single family, and then 0.57 of that for a multifamily unit, $1,362 per 1,000 for retail, down to about $472 per 1,000 for industrial. Last slide is just the comps here. So the study from a few years ago supported the $1,349. That puts us sort of right in the middle there, right in the mix. And that's my slides.
There you go. Comments?
I don't have any. I just want to say thank you again to Colin. He's got to go through these and get everybody at a level where, and hopefully in layman's terms, they understand what it is we're trying to do to help just meet the demand for service in all the areas of Canyon County. So thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, sir, for being here today to be in support of that.
Bill's got some.
Bill, we're ready for you.
Oh, okay. For the record, my name is William F. Gigray III. I'm with the firm of White, Peterson, Gigray, and Nichols. Our address is 5700 East Franklin Road, Suite 200, Nampa, Idaho. And I am here representing the Homedale Rural Fire Protection District. This particular hearing, as has been described and announced by the chairman, of course, is for the same reasons that we had the previous hearing with Middleton Rural Fire District, because of the amendment of Idaho Code Section 6782.05, which, of course, changed the residency requirements, as well as how an advisory committee is established with the intergovernmental agreement process. That requires a change in your ordinance to match those changes in the statute. Bringing it up to date, and also that ordinance will include some modifications for your own committee, your own advisory committee, as well as any established by intergovernmental agreement. In the case of Homedale, we have a new application for impact fees for the Homedale Rural Fire Protection District, and that is accompanied by their capital improvement plan, which you have, and Mr. McQueeny has already discussed. It's dated January 27, 2025, and that, of course, changes your fee schedule to include an additional fee schedule for this fire district. And as with the others, we are seeking an amendment of the comp plan to include
their capital improvement plan, which would be Appendix B9 for that new Appendix B of your capital improvement plan. I would mention that it's B3, not B9. My apologies there. Mike Parker is the administrator of the impact fees for the fire district. He is a CPA practicing in Homedale, and he isn't able to appear today because of he's 7 days away from April 15th. You should have the report that he prepared, and we really have nothing much to report other than the amounts of the impact fees which they have collected from Hawaii County, which is around a $1,700 figure. The Hawaii County approved the development impact fee ordinances and all the necessary approvals as of October 20th, 2025. So that has not been in place long. The city of Homedale approved their ordinances and the impact fees of this fire district on May 14th, 2025. So that has all been completed. Homedale was included in your, when you updated the intergovernmental agreements with the fire district back in September of 2024. So that's already been accomplished. And so we appreciate this opportunity on behalf of the Homedale Rural Fire Protection District. And I appreciate that Mick Woodburn, who is the chairman of their commission, is present with you if you need any additional questions as answered. So I will stand for questions if any you have.
All right. Is there any questions for Bill?
I don't have any. Thank you for the information.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Is there any further input before we consider closing public testimony?
Chairman, I move we close public testimony.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded for closing public testimony. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. So if we would be so inclined to entertain each one of these action items individually, starting at the top, I would consider either discussion or a motion. And just for the public record, we've been through similar public hearings. So if we're moving right past, like we might have done this before, we have, and so we're being respectful of the data and the request and trying to hit all of the procedural points. So it isn't that Homedale is less important than anybody. We've just been here a couple times before in the last 2 weeks. So, all right. With that said, I'd entertain a motion.
And Chairman, I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. This is for adopting the capital improvement plan and the impact fee study on January 27, 2025.
Into the comprehensive, the Canyon County 2030 comprehensive plan. Yeah.
So, Chairman, that's my motion that we approve and adopt the Homedale Rural Fire Protection District capital improvement plan with the study that was conducted January 27th, 2025, into the county's comprehensive plan.
I second.
Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. I would consider the second one.
You want me to do
it? I don't care.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt the Homedale Rural Fire Protection District Capital Improvement Plan and Development Impact Fee Study from January 27, 2025.
All right. Do I have a second?
Yes, second. I didn't know if he was going to enumerate the fees again or not. Okay.
No, that's the next one.
Okay.
It'll be this following.
No, it seems like
by the time we get to the end of this, I'll have this all figured out.
Okay. Oh, just seems like we're doing the same thing seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay. So the third and remaining action item in our three public hearings is before us. So who wants to do this one?
Chairman, I move that the board adopts the new fee schedule for the Homedale Rural Fire District Protection. The increased development of fees include $1,349 for the single-family dwelling, $769 for the multifamily, $1,362 for the non-residential per 1,000 retail square feet, $985 for non-residential for office square feet, $472 for the industrial square feet, and $971 for institutional square feet as presented.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Very good. Okay. I don't have any other further business for these public hearings. Does anyone else?
I don't. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Right. Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.